The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
We'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to hear about some amazing programs that our school districts are tackling across Long Island, especially during these challenging times with the pandemic and schools getting back to whatever the new normal is and will be in the future. But kids are still learning, and some innovative products and programs are going on in our school districts every day. And we are pleased to have Matatuck Hutchog School District be in our spotlight this week. And they're going to talk about some really, well, close to home initiatives about the water and how it impacts our environment and some other good STEM initiatives that are involving their students and keeping them hooked in. And we want to welcome to the program Megan, who is the STEM coordinator for the Matatuck Hutchog School District. Megan, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. And I've been asking all my guests, I hope you know, you have been well and healthy, and those around you have been doing the same. And how have you been adjusting through these changing times and keeping the focus on the kids where it belongs?
Thanks, Bob. We're so happy to be here. You know, Matatuck, we're blessed to be able to be in full time during this entire time. So it is unique out there, and we're grateful that it was able to happen. So I think that that was important for our kids. It was important for our teachers.
Absolutely. And for those that don't know, the Matatuck Hutchog School District is a smaller school district out on the North Fork eastern end of Long Island, not too far from the Cross Sound Ferry, for those who may head up north New England way and don't want to deal with the New York City traffic or highway traffic. It's really pretty country out there. And it's great to hear that you guys have been full time and keeping it going. So let's talk about this initiative that you guys are tackling here, and it's been a program. It's nothing new. It's been in existence for a little bit. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. So we started this really as part of the STEAM program, which is new to our district. But really, the STEAM program is a K-6 initiative that the district sponsored. The kids come to us, and we give them opportunities to engage in high tech and low tech opportunities, really wrapped around the engineer design process. This particular challenge, the Long Island Water Quality Challenge, was put out by the Long Island Regional Planning Council. And it was a 6 to 8 grade effort to tackle the nitrogen pollution and ward off really dead zones in our bays. But it was wrapped around the engineer design process. So it was a great opportunity to have that integrated unit with ELA while also having the kids engage in that design process.
So what was some of the design aspects that they were involved in?
There were two types of projects. They could engage in stormwater treatment, or really just looking at low growing gardens in which they could really absorb some of that water instead of it filtering off into the pecan bays. So just different types of gardens that they could use. They started with research, and the research really started with interviewing the people in our community. So the Peconic Estuary Partnership, Lauren Shear came out, and really we did a whole group 6th grade assembly where we learned about nitrogen pollution and the effects of it and what it does to our waters. And then we really went a little bit more local, and we used Tom Kelly is our buildings and grounds, where the children had an opportunity to really learn about the practices that we currently use on campus. And that's everything from the types of fertilizers we're using to how often we're using them and how much water we're using. So there was a lot of types of resources that we were using for research, in addition to just, you know, nonfiction research. We were using things like the interviews, and we even walked the grounds to look at the grounds. So the idea behind the project is that it's really authentic learning that's tied to our community. And it's a project-based opportunity that really deals with blended integration of different content.
Yeah, listen, you got great resources right there, literally in your own backyard with the Peconic Bay, and it's so critically important, and anything that can help the environment. And listen, the waterways and the industries surrounding the waterways are a vital part of the Long Island economy. So it has real life application that has economic benefits. We're going to talk with some of the students that have been involved with the Long Island Water Quality Challenge. And we're going to start off with Melody, who is a seventh grader out there in Matatuck-Cutchogue. Melody, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. My question to you is, how did you hear about this quality challenge, water quality challenge, and what made you want to get involved with it?
Well, it was a project we were doing in school. The whole class was involved in it. And my group was researching rain gardens and how that can help runoff not flow into the ocean.
So tell me how a rain garden can help with absorbing some of the materials that would otherwise run into the bay, and what did you learn about that? So, like, I don't know much about gardens. I'm going to be honest with you, Melody. Anything I plant, it dies very soon thereafter. So I try to stay away from gardens. So tell me a little bit about how the gardens benefit the environment that way.
Well, the big problem with the stormwater runoff is the fertilizers have nitrogen in them, and the nitrogen creates algae blooms in the water, which then the fish eat them, and then they have more fish, and then eventually there's not enough oxygen in the water, and that creates hypoxia and dead zones. So there would be no more fish in that area.
So that's when we normally, if you see areas of algae blooms, that's where you'll see the dead fish just coming up and floating or washing ashore. And that's usually a sign that the waterway is not healthy, right? What else did you learn about some of the chemicals that may be helpful for the garden, but may not be helpful for the environment? Like, are there plants that work better to absorb it than others, or particular things that you do with the garden?
We didn't really look into the different types of plants, but we did look into like planting native plants around the garden.
And what were some of the native plants that you guys did plant?
We didn't actually plant any.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, so we're not there yet. They are going to be just to back up a little bit. The Suffolk County Soil and Conservation took their plans and made the first draft of them. Matthew and Melody and their team now come in and do a revision of their plans. And then this spring is the plan to install that garden.
So this is at the very early stages. You did the design of the garden, so to speak, right?
Yeah. So typically it would have moved a little bit quicker, but that is one of the...
We had some distractions over the last
a little bit
year or so. Matthew, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. And, you know, here's Mike. You're also a seventh grader, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And so take me through the design process. It seems like it's a little involved. You design something and I'm assuming you submit it to somebody and now it's got to be revised. So take me a little bit through that design process and what you had to do.
So we had to figure out when it rains, how the water runs off and how it pollutes the water. And we found that water, when it hits the ground, if it hits the concrete and goes through some grass, it can get fertilizer and bad pollutants that can drain off into the water and create nitrogen that can cause bad algae blooms and kill all the fish.
Now, you going to school out there, you live pretty close to the water. So why do you think it matters really to protect our waterways?
Well, that water eventually is going to filter back to us. And also we have to protect the fish because people like fishermen that have jobs as fishermen out here, if all the fish die, they're not going to have any food source to, one, live off of for their job, and two, even supply to just the people.
Yeah, it's a very important industry for Long Island as a whole on both shores, not only the South Shore, but the North Shore as well. What has been your favorite part of the project so far, Matthew?
Probably designing the garden to have put in at Cutthroat Gate.
All right. And Melody, my last question for you is, what are you looking forward to the most with participating in this project?
I'm looking forward to like actually going to Cutthroat Gate again and seeing like what my work was put into.
Yeah. So this way, when you look at it, you can say, hey, I had a hand in that design and I'm helping the environment at the same time. Right. Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to continue our conversation with the folks in the Mattituck Cutchogue School District and the other initiatives that are happening there, in addition to helping clean the waterways. And we'll talk with some of the high school students that are also involved, because this is a whole school-wide initiative. You listen to the Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. Check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. It's just the program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in. And it may be the next one right here in our spotlight. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio, we're continuing our conversation with the Mattituck Cutchogue School District and some of the STEAM initiatives that they have going on in their schools that really is tapping into the local resources and applying why the real life situations that they're learning in the classroom has direct impact on their living and in their backyard. And we were talking about the Long Island Water Quality Challenge, and some of the seventh graders there were talking about how the water runoff really impacts our bays and estuaries, and that impacts shell fishing, regular fishing, and how some gardens and other smart planting of vegetation can help mitigate and reverse those trends. And algae blooms are nobody's friends in the waterways. And whether you're on the North Fork or the South Fork, you got to pay attention to the water, because it's such a valuable resource for the Long Island economy and our health in general, especially with the aquifers underneath our soil that really gives us our drinking water. Megan, your seventh grade students really articulated a very innovative way to teach real life applications. What are some of the benefits that your school is seeing in the classroom, right? Because as educators, we're always focused on outcomes and data and how, you know, a great idea and applying it to real life learning. What are some of the unexpected benefits that you're seeing grow out of this program from the student perspective?
Well, I just think that, you know, our students have a greater awareness and understanding of the community around them and how our actions input, affect the community and affect the environment, I think is something that is so valuable. So I we're growing citizens that are knowledgeable. So I think that is probably the biggest takeaway that is the most valuable for me.
Okay. And Melody and Matthew, the same question for both of you before we kick it up to the folks up at the high school. Melody, I'll start with you, though. What would you say to me as far as something, give me a tip, some sort of idea that I should look at doing myself, maybe in my own yard from a design standpoint, that could help with our environment? What would be one tip that you would give me to help, you know, save our waterways?
One thing we did look into is collecting rainwater. So when you collect it, you can use it for different things, you know, things that you would use like running water for.
Right. So you could collect the rainwater instead of having it just drain onto the ground, maybe have like a rain barrel and use that to water your lawn or wash your car instead of the water from the spigot, because you're really recycling it in a very efficient way, right?
Yeah.
And Matthew, same thing for you. What would be one tip that you could give me? And that's a great tip, Melody. And I know they sell these rain barrel catchments with attachments or whatever. What's another tip you would give me, Matthew, that I should take as a person to help protect the environment and our waterways that you've learned?
I just wanted to build off what Melody said, but catching that stormwater is good because it also can reduce the chance of flooding. But another thing I would recommend would be actually what we're making at the school, bioretention area. It doesn't have to be too intricate, but if simply just like flowers and gardens, like with grass, it can help like filter out the water as it goes through the dirt and restart that natural cycle.
So instead of stone patios or, God forbid, pavement or asphalt, it's better to have flowers and some gardens to help with the runoff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that will help. It helps the like water and natural filtering.
Awesome. Those are two great tips. And you know what? I'm going to take you up on a couple of them. I want to thank you guys very much. Now we're going to turn our attention to the high school because, again, this is a school-wide initiative. It's not just elementary and middle school. But listen, STEAM is so important for many, many levels. But Eric is a high school science teacher. Eric, welcome to the Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Hope that you have been feeling well and doing well during the pandemic. And tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on up at the high school.
Hi, Bob. Thank you very much. Up at the high school, we have two major programs going. We have an environmental science class, which kind of goes in conjunction with AP environmental science. And we also have a marine bio. How they kind of all started was a number of years ago, Carl Gabrielson from Gabrielson Farms in the Riverhead area, he donated the greenhouse to us. And then with that greenhouse, we kind of ran with the idea of having these programs, environmental science, and kind of growing, you know, outdoor stuff, you know, multiple ways, whether it was just growing in the greenhouse, outdoor garden beds. We then got into hydroponic and aquaponic with the kids, which kind of blended into that marine bio program. So we already had the fish rolling with that. We really wanted to bring something more local. We have, a big farming history out on the North Fork, and we wanted to kind of keep that going and bring that back to the kids. And we really have, I got to say, we had a lot of kids, really coming out for it. They love to have the hands-on projects, and they like to work outside in the marine bio area. And with our, we also got an FFA chapter going, the Future Farmers of America, which was really nice to see. And we have, a handful of kids who are really, going above and beyond what we're doing in the classroom. So, that kind of really, added it. But unfortunately, with COVID, one of the goals that I had going down the road was I really wanted to try to get some of this stuff from the greenhouse and outside into our cafeteria. But with everything going on and health and safety issues, obviously, we can't do that right now. But hopefully one day we can get there.
Yeah, farm to table is such a big deal now. And that's why agriculture is such a it's kind of rebounded, getting away from the commercial, big time commercial production to more of the homegrown and organic basis. And a lot of the restaurants I know out east are big on farm to table. We're going to speak with Riley, who's an 11th grader at Matatuck-Cutchogue High School. Riley, tell me a little bit about what you've been involved in with, hydroponics and aquaponics. Explain it to a guy who, like me, I kind of get hydroponics, but talk to me about the basics with aquaponics.
So I'm currently a junior at Matatuck High School, and I'm taking the environmental course here. It is definitely a great course because it is very hands-on, as we mentioned before. The hydroponic, this was my first year really understanding what it is. And it's definitely really cool watching how fast the crops grow. Within only a month, you'd have a whole head of lettuce, which is insane. And the rest of the students in the class were very shocked. So it's definitely very cool watching different ways to grow crops, and especially safer ways away from pesticides and just more organic options.
And how do you think this relates to everyday living out on the North Fork? Because again, you guys are very lucky with where you live, because it's a taste of suburban, but still more rural than it is suburban, say, west of you. Why do things like this really matter to the environment, particularly out on the East End?
It really matters, especially by us, because out by us, we are surrounded by farms, and that's really how we live out here and most people make a living. So surrounded by that, it's definitely important for people in our area to be educated on this topic. And with more organic homegrown goods without using the pesticides or any other chemicals that will harm us, it's definitely a better option to go for the safer ways of growing things. And overall, it benefits our own health.
And in addition to the greenhouse growing, talk to me about some of the marine-based type of projects that go on up at your school.
All of our classrooms are filled with fish tanks. We'll have students without taking our courses, come visit fish, which is definitely really cool. We get to learn about which fish, which type of coral is in each tank, We get to learn about what type they are, how to take care of them. And each and every class, on top of growing crops, we will take care of these fish. We clean the tanks. We learn about the salt that belongs in the tank and overall caring for the fish.
That's awesome. Now, you are a high school junior, so looking ahead, you know, next year is your senior year, and maybe it's going to be a little bit more normal in the real world, but you guys are full-time. What are you looking forward to beyond the walls of Matatuck Cutchogue? What are your plans?
So after I graduate high school, I'm planning on entering nursing, which is definitely cool because tying into science, taking plenty of science classes down in the high school and even when I was in middle school, it definitely ties into the major that I want to do beyond high school. So I feel that it's very important for me to be taking these science classes to help grow my knowledge of overall science and to help benefit me in the future.
Very well done and very well said. You know, Megan, Eric touched on this. You know, somebody donated a greenhouse and it kind of grew from there. You guys have strong partnerships with some excellent resources out on the East End. Talk to us how you've been able to develop those partnerships and with whom.
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned before, the Peconic Estuary came in and really helped to educate our kids in terms of what eutrophication looks like. Lauren Shear came in. We also, one of our moms owns a landscaping architect company and was able to help us develop quotes for these designs. And then I think I previously mentioned also that the Suffolk County Soil and Conservation is helping to really draft the first blueprints so that Matthew and Melody and their team can revise it, as well as the Long Island Regional Planning Council. It was just incredible to work with them with their backwards design project.
Right. Strong partnerships make strong schools and strong communities. We're going to continue our conversation with the folks from Matatuck Cutchogue next week, and we're going to learn more about what is happening and going on in the future, because their superintendent of schools will join us in our next episode. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio saying stay healthy, stay well, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.